Two Prince George driving schools have had their Class 1 mandatory entry-level training, MELT, driving classes terminated by the Insurance Corporation of British Columbia, ICBC. The abrupt move left some student drivers unable to complete their training, which has an average tuition that can be more than $10,000. Darren Stitch is currently trying to complete MELT at another driving school. He's unhappy with ICBC's treatment of the issue and his lost time. "It's just a completely frustrating situation," said Stitch. "I'm raising a kid by myself, and I'm just trying to get my school done. CBC's response was instead of helping me in any way possible, it was just to say I should be happy I don't have to do the whole MELT program again." ICBC confirmed the move in a statement to The Citizen. "The mandatory entry-level training agreements at Taylor Professional Driving Limited and Go Team Professional Training Limited in Prince George have been terminated earlier this month because the two schools were not in compliance with all the requirements to maintain their participation in the program," ICBC stated. "Both schools have received a letter from ICBC outlining the violations and reasoning for the termination of the MELT agreement." A representative of Taylor Professional Driving Limited confirmed the decision by ICBC. Go Team's management did not respond to a request for comment. The Class 1 Mandatory Entry-Level Training Program, MELT, is required for anyone who wants to get a Class 1 commercial driver's license in British Columbia. It was designed to provide practical experience, educate new drivers, and help them develop safe driving habits during the beginning stages of their careers. The program was introduced in 2021 in response to the Humboldt Broncos crash that claimed the lives of 16 people 3 years earlier. Stitch told The Citizen his road test was originally scheduled for Wednesday, January 29. "I'm now going to be doing the MELT program for almost another 4 months," he said. "That's 4 months with a restriction on you that you can't work any more than 30 hours a week." Stitch took the MELT course to become a fully licensed driver for Aero Transportation Systems, but due to the termination of the classes, he has faced financial setbacks. "I'm working as much as I can," said Stitch. "Which is mostly weekends for Aero. But even then, because I'm not a full driver, the wage is just nothing. I'm just doing it to get my foot in the door. When I get my license, I will be a driver for Aero as soon as it turns to spring, but I'm sitting here just completely frustrated at the situation that ICBC is putting me in. They should have had a better process." ICBC stated in an email to The Citizen that they have been communicating with students in order to complete their programs, and are currently connecting them with other schools to help them work towards completing their training. "We understand that students enrolled in the MELT program at both schools will be affected. ICBC is working to support them through the process so they can complete their training at another school. We do not maintain a list of students at each driver training school. However, after serving a school with a termination letter, we work with the school and affected students to support their transfer to other schools to complete their driver training. Anyone affected by the closure of a MELT program can contact ICBC via web form at this link."